blemish, and spot. These two words used together so often in the scriptures, in describing the typical sacrifices which portray our Lord Jesus Christ, and used also by the Apostle Peter in his epistle to describe the great antitype, give us a twofold picture of the perfection and sinlessness of the man Christ Jesus. They are words which are often rightly upon our lips in speaking of our adorable Lord. And we would do well to inquire, what do they convey to us concerning him? What is the Holy Spirit seeking to teach us by using them? We venture upon this attempt to find out what these two words really mean. If we turn first to the New Translation, we will find that Mr. Darby never once uses the word spot in relation to sacrifices. Nevertheless, there are two distinct words used which cause the authors of the Authorized Version to translate one as blemish and the other as spot. Unfortunately, they do not always translate them uniformly, which makes it a little difficult to follow out in their version, but that blemish means a defect and spot means a stain seems to be quite clear. Mr. Darby appears to use the word defect for blemish every time it occurs, and this is undoubtedly the right meaning of the word. In turning to Strong's Concordance, we find he gives the words thus, blemish, tomim, not entire, incomplete, imperfect, spot, moon, a stain, or a blot. Blemish then means incompleteness or imperfection, and spot means to be stained or blotted. This we will find comes out clearly in the places where they are used. The first time we have blemish used in regard to a sacrifice is in Exodus 12 and 5. And after this it is found repeatedly in the book of Leviticus. But the word spot does not occur till the book of Numbers. This word then, without blemish, used of the Paschal Lamb, speaks to us of the perfect manhood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was not defective in any one feature, which goes to make a perfect manhood in the estimate of God. Blemishes, to which all the sons of Adam are subject, are found in Leviticus 21, verses 16 to 21, and those to which animals are subject are found in Leviticus 22, verse 22, no doubt in view of sacrifice. Not one of these defects ever marked our blessed Lord, for he was perfect in all that man should be for the glory and pleasure of God. Hence, if an animal had any defect, it was not allowed to be offered as a type of our Lord. And this seems to be the obvious meaning of this phrase, without blemish. Coming to the other word, spot, we discover that quite a few words are so translated. A comparison with these will bring out more clearly the word so used when a sacrifice is in view. There is a word used for a spot in relation to leprosy, and this word is only found in Leviticus 13 and 14. We learn that this word, bu-heth-reth, means a bright spot, and doubtless refers to an angry, inflamed spot of corruption which made in of leprosy. This word is never used of a sacrifice, and is only found in these two chapters. Another word translated spotted is found only in Genesis 30, in relation to the cattle of Jacob. This word is given as tall or variegated, diverse colours. It appears to convey the idea of sheep with more than one colour in their wool, possibly mixed with brown or black. Yet another word is used for the spot on the leopard in Jeremiah 13:33. A rather long word we find, kabarbura, which means a streak in the skin of the leopard. This is the only occurrence of this word. Now this brings us to the word we are seeking out. This word is given as mu, meaning a stain, a blot, or a spot. Not only is this the only word used in relation to a sacrifice, it is only in one book in the Old Testament, Numbers. The only places we can find where this word is used in the phrase without spot are all in the book of Numbers, chapter 19, verse 2, chapter 28, verses 3, 9, 11, chapter 29, verses 17 and 26. Yet there are other three places where this word spot is so translated, and it will help us to ascertain its true meaning in looking at them. Not his children is their spot, the crooked and perverted generation. That's in Deuteronomy 32:5 from the New Translation. This seems to mark out those who had been debased by idolatry. It left a moral stain upon them. Again, surely then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Job 11:15. Zophar tells Job that if he had always acted in righteousness, he could then lift up his face to God without a stain on his character or his conscience. Then thirdly, thou art all fair, my love, and there is no spot in thee. Sons of Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. Here again the external beauty of the bride without a stain upon her delights the eye of the bridegroom. These are the only other places where this word is used apart from sacrifices. It is remarkable that this word spot is not used of a sacrifice till we reach Numbers chapter 19, where the wilderness with all its defilements is in view. We have death, violence, corruption, and hypocrisy all set out in this chapter, things we come into contact with every day as we move through this world. How often they leave a moral stain upon us, necessitating the water of separation applied to us by the Holy Spirit to free our minds and our hearts from that stain. Verse 17. The red heifer had to be without stain as well as without defect, as Mr. Darby renders it, without blemish, wherein is no defect, and upon which never came yoke. All this to describe our Lord as he walked through this world to the glory and praise of God, meeting with the same corruptions and evils that we meet with. He was not once stained by them. The intrinsic power of sinless perfection in his own blessed, perfect manhood repelled, that was never besmirched by the evil around him on every hand. He moved through it in the solitary, sinless perfection of his manhood, until the will of God was fully accomplished when he died upon the cross. It is because of this that the Spirit records that he offered himself without spot to God in Hebrews 9. One cannot but think that the word blemish, used for the first time in Exodus 12 verse 5, has the coming into this world of the Son of God in view, while the word spot, added later in the book of Numbers, has his passage through the world in view. Perfect and sinless in his manhood as born of the Virgin, and unstained by sin as he passed through this world, appears to be the teaching conveyed by these two words. Without blemish, perfect, without a defect. Without spot, unstained by all the evil in this present evil world. So much for the types. Following on with our research into the meaning of these two words in the Old Testament, we meet with them again in the New. Though they are from a different language, for we leave Hebrew for Greek in the New Testament, we shall find that the two words are very much the same in their meaning. Again, we turn to the Concordance to find out the meaning of them. Blemish, amumos, without blame, faultless. Spot, spilos, stain, blemish, or disgrace. These two words, blemish and spot, appear in conjunction with one another four times in the New Testament, and to these we turn. They are found in Ephesians 5 and 27, 1 Peter 1:19. 2 Peter 2:13 and 2 Peter 3:40. We shall find them used in a negative way in Ephesians, where the glorious assembly is described. Again in a negative way in 1 Peter 1:19, where the sinless perfection of our Lord is described. Then in a positive way in 2 Peter 2:13, as describing the children of the wicked one who, like the tares in the field, passed themselves off as belonging to Christ, but known by their fruit to be impostors. Lastly, in 2 Peter 3:14, as a warning to us that we might not be marked by either. We turn first to the passage in 1 Peter 1:19. Where the wonderful value of the precious blood of Christ is brought before us. All our quotations will be from the New Translation. But by precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ, foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world. It is of interest to note the order of the words given here. Without blemish, and without spot. Having already noted from the Old Testament that the word blemish was used sometime before the word spot was added, it is significant that Peter, by the Spirit, gives them in this order here. The first, as we have suggested, marking his coming into the world, and the second, his passage through it. Now we find that this word blemish in the New Testament means blame, censure, or disgrace, while the word for spot appears to carry the same thought as its counterpart in the Old Testament, that is, a stain. The two words being used together in this verse would assure us that our Lord, when in this world, was altogether without stain as to his character, and without blame as to his conduct. Never did he do a wrong action, for he was without blame, and never was he ever stained by sin, as he was without spot. It is the precious blood of such an one who has cleansed us from our sins forever. Then in Ephesians 5:27, we have the same two words which are used to describe our Lord in 1 Peter 1:19. Now used to describe the glorious assembly. that he might present the assembly to himself glorious, having no spot, nor wrinkle, or any of such thing, but that it might be holy and blameless. We are assured that our Lord, as the head of the assembly, will constantly care for it, sanctifying it, and purifying it by the ministration of the word, till at his coming he will present it to himself, characterized by the features which ever marked himself, without spot and without blemish, that is, stainless and blameless. In spite of all which appears to mark her today, and in spite of the world, the flesh, and the devil, she will appear at the marriage supper without a stain on her character, and blameless in her conduct, having presented her to himself, thus at his coming, so she will be seen at the supper, and in display in glory. In this chapter the assembly is spoken of, in the character of a wife, and when the moment arrives for her marriage to the Lamb, she will be arrayed in a garment of personal, practical righteousness, all no doubt the fruit of the workings of Christ through her, yet all put to her account. His wife hath made herself ready, Revelation 19:7. Having died to secure the assembly for himself, he lives to preserve it, till at his coming, glorious and stainless, perfect and blameless, he shall present it to himself holy, without spot, wrinkle, or blame. Holy in constitution, stainless in character, youthful in appearance, blameless in conduct. What a day that will be for him, to have his wife and bride with him in glory, stainless, ageless, sinless, and blameless, with every mark of the wilderness gone forever. What a wonderful triumph for our blessed Lord and Saviour. In turning to our third reference in Scripture where these two words are found, we find the very reverse to these other happy references. Spots and blemishes, rioting in their own deceits, feasting with you, 2 Peter 2:13. If we had been reminded that our Lord was stainless and blameless and perfect manhood in this world, and that the assembly will also be stainless and blameless at his coming, here we have the sad picture of many in the bosom of Christianity who are both stained and blameworthy. People whose characters are stained by unrighteousness and unholiness, whose conduct is a disgrace to the truth they profess to believe. In our last reference, we have these two words brought before us as an exhortation. Wherefore, beloved, as ye wait for these things, be diligent to be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, 2 Peter 3:14. If we are to be stainless and blameless in glory, according to Ephesians 5, we are exhorted by Peter to be that in our pathway through this world. In Ephesians it is put to the credit of our Lord that he will do this. But here it is assumed that in view of the glorious things for which we are looking, we will do it in our practice now. In view of this, we close with one more quotation where this word spot appears. I enjoin thee before God, who preserves all things in life, and Christ Jesus, who witnessed before Pontius Pilate the good confession, that thou keep the commandments spotless, irreproachable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ,